This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. Beginning with the good news, cheers for the news that female immigrants who have experienced domestic violence can now seek asylum in the United States thanks to a decision made by the Obama administration in a recent immigration appeals court filing. The case involved a Mexican woman who said that while in Mexico, her husband had repeatedly raped her at gunpoint, held her prisoner, and once tried to burn her alive while she was pregnant. She escaped with her children and came to the U.S. in 2004. The Obama administration reversed a Bush administration decision that was made last year when the Bush administration said that the woman did not meet U.S. asylum standards. The new standards set forth by this decision require a woman to prove that she was abused, treated as a subordinate or property, and that she could not find help or safety in her own country. More news to cheer this week. In a settlement announced July 15th, the state of Michigan will pay $100 million to more than 500 female inmates who said that they were sexually assaulted, abused, and harassed by the male corrections staff. The decision comes after two female prisoners were awarded almost $60 million in a previous trial. Deborah LaBelle, the female inmate's lawyer, told the Detroit Free Press, quote, "This is a good deal for the state," unquote. Also, cheers for the Equal Opportunities Committee of Uganda's parliament, which has requested that the government build a safe haven for girls in Sabini, an eastern province of Uganda, who are at risk of undergoing female genital mutilation. The committee is asking for a boarding school to be created where young girls can go to escape the community-based practice of cutting common in Sabini. Many parents don't want their daughters to undergo this painful procedure, yet they cannot stand up to the community pressure. Now for the bad news, news to jeer this week. Shadi Sadr, a women's rights advocate, lawyer, and journalist, was arrested on the morning of July 17th in Tehran on her way to attend Ayatollah Ali Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani's sermon. Sadr is a Women's E! News 21 leader for the 21st century in 2004. Rafsanjani is the former president of Iran and is now a leader in the opposition movement. His prayer service was attended by thousands. Witnesses say that Sadr was walking with a group of friends when officers in plain clothes forced her into a waiting car. Sadr had clashes with authorities after her 2000 arrest and two-week jail stay. Also, jeers for Women's E! News, Jean Brooks, a reader, brought to the attention of Women's E! News editors that statements in the Afghan marriage law, which we cheered last week, allow a husband to cut off his wife financially if she does not submit to him at his request. The law also has a clause that allows a wife to work outside the home only with her husband's permission. Activists criticized the law this week. The Associated Press has reported that, quote, critics saw it as a return to Taliban-style oppression of women by a government that was supposed to be promoting democracy and human rights, unquote. This activist criticism coincides with a new report from the UN showing that risks to women in Afghanistan are growing under President Hamid Karzai's administration. According to the report entitled Silence is Violence, it's not just Islamic militants who are to blame. The violence comes from all sectors of society and is worsening due to such little intervention by government institutions and leaders. More news to jeer this week. Natalia Estemirova, a 50-year-old human rights activist in Chechnya, a Russian republic in the Caucasus region, was found dead at the side of a highway in a neighboring republic. Estemirova had been captured outside her home around 8:30 a.m. and was found later that afternoon with bullet wounds in her chest and head. The activist had most recently been looking into numerous kidnappings that she believed were ordered by Chechen President Ramzan A. Kadyrov, who has said that he would, quote, spare no expense to find her killers. A new report from the UN organization Mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo highlights the growing problem of rape in the Democratic Republic of Congo and how little is being done to protect women and children in that country. The report says that only 27 soldiers were convicted for crimes of sexual violence in the provinces of North and South Kivu, where in 2008 there were 7,703 cases of rape reported. The report also estimates that only 11% of donor funds for sexual violence have been allocated for the physical protection of women and girls. These news briefs were compiled by Kayla Hutzler, an editorial intern at Women's E! News. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.